Spend time with Eric Jokic, now the newest member of, I think I'm pronouncing this right, the Nexon Heroes of the Korean League. Why Korea?
Well, it's actually an opportunity we've been thinking about for a couple years now. And you know, with where I was here in America, I was kind of stuck in the AAA, you know, emergency call-up type position, and you know, that's not really a fun place to play baseball. It's provided me a great opportunity over the years, but it was time to move on to something you know, bigger and better. And you know, the Heroes came to me with a you know, a great chance to play Major League Baseball for them. I mean, it's their big leagues, so you know, it's financially, it's much better than what I would have been getting here in America. But beyond that, it's some security. It's being able to play baseball, you know, to try to win a championship rather than trying to get a call up playing individually. You know, so there were a lot of factors that went into it, and overall, it was just the best spot to be for me and my family in the future.
Part of your goal may be to show your wares there, somebody to notice you, and make it back to the majors that way?
Yeah, I mean, it could be. But really, right now, I kind of just want to focus on trying to make a career there, make an impression on the team. You know, they can only offer a one-year deal to first-time foreign players. So, you know, I'm on a one-year deal here, and I hope to pitch well enough to get them to want me to come back to be a part of the team again, but also, you know, potentially open some eyes back here in America or even over in Japan. It's just a better stage to where I can be seen by more than just the American teams, but also, you know, all over the country or the world, I guess.
Have you talked to other players who played in Korea? Do you have a feel as to what to expect?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I have several friends that I played with in the past that have gone over there. One, Brooks Raley from the Cubs, I played with him for most of my career coming up in the minor league system with Chicago. And, you know, he's been in Korea for four and going on his fifth year now. So he loves it. And when I signed, he was one of the first people to text me and say, hey, congrats, you're going to love it over here. If you have any questions, let me know. You know, and so, but everybody I've talked to that's played overseas has loved it and thinks it's you know, a great place to play for sure.
There is a limit how many Americans can be on a Korean baseball team?
Right. There can only be three per team. So to even have a chance as one of the players they want to bring in is huge. I mean, they're, you know, a lot of teams bring back players year after year, so the number of spots are even smaller. There's only 10 teams, I believe, 10 or 12, you know, three spots per team. There may only be 8 to 10 guys that even get the chance to play over there. So over the years, we've been hoping something would come up, but never expecting it because we know there's just such limited availability.
Will you be hitting?
That's actually a good question. I don't think so. I wish, but I don't think so. I think they do use the designated hitter.
And, you know, this is not an easy decision to make, to pick up family now and move over there with your parents here. How did you sell it to everybody else?
Yeah, I mean, initially for us, it was, for me and my wife, Caleb, it was a scary thought. You know, it's a whole new country. It's a, you know, we felt like we would be by ourselves alone. But, you know, as the process moved forward, we looked and you know, the players would be able to reach out. The guys that have been over there before are still over there. And the team does everything they can to make it comfortable. They put you up in an American style, you know, apartment. They have interpreters for you. They set you up with transportation. It's just they do everything to make you feel comfortable and want it because they want you to come over there and help their teams win. And And so as we've gotten farther along, we feel more and more comfortable with it and more excited. And, you know, initially when you tell family members that they're like, oh, you're going to Korea, and they're very cautious about it. And as you explain the situation, how great of an opportunity it is, how, you know, the country is a, you know, well-developed. It's an amazing place. I'll be playing in Seoul. There's 10 million people there. It's bigger in New York. It's their New York City. So, you know, as you explain it, the family members go from cautious to excited, just like we have from the beginning of this process to now.
And you're not looking at this is your last hurrah before you call it a career.
No, absolutely not. I actually met with a member of the organization. I just had to get my physical in St. Louis, and he flew over to meet with me, and we were talking a little bit, and I was like, yeah, some American teams have asked, you know, about would I be looking into coaching after my career is over with, and I told him, I'm like, you know, I'm still thinking of myself as a player. I feel like I'm pitching really well, and he's like, well, we think you're in the prime of your career. And over there, you look at the players they bring over, they're 29 to 32. Some guys make it to 35. So I think of it as a kind of a rejuvenation for my career. And, you know, as long as I go over and play well, it could end up adding 4 or 5 years, where if I sign back here, you know, it may have been a last hurrah, you know, and I've kind of felt that way for a few years now, where, you know, unless I break through, and, you know, but over there, it feels like it's a start of something. So that's exciting as well.